Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bo Henderson is here, too. Bo's a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO of the Rich Life Advisors, author of The Rich Life, 10 Investments for True Wealth. Also, his customized Social Security book is awesome. Speaking of which, Bo, I know you help people do social security planning and analysis. Tell us about how that works.
You know, one of the things that's a problem in the retirement planning industry is rarely do you find financial advisors giving advice that integrates the Social Security, meaning when do you turn that on? Do you pull your other assets first? And a good study came out last year that was eye-opening. It said the average, it was over 92% of families in this country do not get their optimized benefit from Social Security, meaning as much as they can or are entitled to. And it was to the tune of $111,000 per family.
Wow. How are they missing? What are they leaving on the table?
Well, you know, you've got a lot of things you have to look at. Do I turn it on as early as 62? Do I wait as late as 70? Is it somewhere in between? Right. Is there a spousal benefit available in there? And do I pull my 401k pre-tax assets first and let my Social Security grow? Or do I pull my Social Security first? And all of those are models we need to run. And it's not uncommon, Jim, when we do an analysis for a family, we will routinely find $40,000, $60,000. We had one recently; it was over $200,000.
Now, you're saying people who didn't need the money at 65 or 66, whenever they were at 66 or 5 or 66 or 7, whenever they retire, they didn't need the money, but they went ahead and drew it anyway instead of letting it build till they were 70. Is that what you're saying?
That, in a lot of cases, that happens, and if they didn't need the money, what we often, one of the biggest mistakes we run into is not thinking through what does that do to the surviving spouse.
Right.
Meaning if we take your benefit at 66,
right,
and you die, and your wife outlives you 10 to 15 years, probably cost her somewhere between $1,000 to $1,400
right.
a month.
That's exactly right.
10 to 15 years.
It's a big deal. And
so
I know that
you
help people with that. Can they tell us, you give us your website, and tell us how they can find you about that.
Sure. That's one of the biggest things that we find people are wanting information on when they get closer to retirement, because it's usually the biggest piece of income people have. If you go to richlifeadvisors.com, that's our retirement planning firm, we do something called a Social Security Optimization Analysis, and we will run people through that process of modeling. Here's scenario A, B, C, D, E, and we'll find the best result for them in their specific situation.
Right.
And that's really key, Jim, is that I could do this for 20 families this week. It's going to be 20 different scenarios. Everybody has different variables.
I know people who did not need the money, and they started drawing the first day they could at 65 or 6. And of course, if they died in 5 or 6 years, they did the right thing. But if you live, it's the wrong thing. I want to move over and talk about this, something that I've been predicting is going to happen. Coming out of this pandemic, a lot of people are going to feel like they've got to slay another dragon. They're going to have to remount their business. They're going to have to put in a whole lot of extra effort over the next 2 or 3 years, maybe, to get back to where they were 6 months ago. And a lot of people who in January were said, you know, I could work another 4 or 5 years. Some of them are not saying that. And I think that's going to affect a lot of things, especially the availability of buying a business. What do you think?
You know, I think, I'm dealing right now with a lot of Delta employees. What they're rolling out here in Atlanta is they're offering a buyout, kind of a buyout package for them to go ahead and retire. And in the conversations I'm having is, it's really attractive. I was planning on working 3 or 4 more years, but I think if I don't take this now, what they're offering, then I might be let go in the near future and not have as attractive a package.
Right.
And I'm seeing Delta's not the only company I'm seeing that with. That's just a well-known that we're hearing about. But so what's happening is a lot of people are making the decision, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and retire because this doesn't feel stable anymore.
Right.
And,
I got about 20 seconds. Like I got about said, 20 seconds. 20 seconds, Bo. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not ready for that next career, but maybe I can just scale back and need to earn $1,000 a month to make it work and do something part-time. Something.
Is it the right thing to do?
Yeah, I think in a lot of cases, but again, we got to do the analysis.
You got to do the analysis. Include all the factors, folks. That's what Bo does at his company. Give us the website again, Bo, quickly.
That's richlifeadvisors.com.
All right. Thanks, Bo, for being here. See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.